or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this terrific Tuesday, December 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate everything that Ian Murphy and his attorney, David Delaney, have been doing, fighting this fight for us. Folks, you have to understand, this has been thousands of hours, thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees and expenses and legal time the attorney has had to invest in these cases. And I'm not just talking about the Iron Pigs legal battles. They've also been taking on battles regarding solar panel farms around the state of Michigan. They've been taking on all kinds of data centers. They've been taking on battery plants. They've been taking on basically our state government on our behalf. This guy owns a restaurant. This past year, he's been able to expand to a second location there in Gaylord. They now have the downtown location and the south location. This guy has to run a restaurant business at two different locations, as well as catering services, as well as a food truck. The guy's busy. But every Tuesday from 10 to 10:30, he takes time out to come on this show to update us. Then him and his attorney file all these lawsuits, file all these briefs, go to these court hearings, have to testify or be questioned in front of a judge to basically fight and defend our rights. I don't know if he's listening to this or not, but I got to tell you, I thank God every single day for Ian Murphy, the Iron Pig, and his attorney, David Delaney. This is one dude that has made it a mission of his life to stand up to this tyrannical government we have in Lansing. I talked about it on the show yesterday when I ran for state senate back in 2010. Out there in the public domain, I said we needed to take a bulldozer to Lansing. The over-regulations, the over-taxation, all of the rules that are being used against us from these bureaucrats. They take a legislative law and then they interpret it how they want to interpret it based on their agenda to use it against us. Basically, taking away our freedoms, taking away our liberties, taking away our own right to live free in the state of Michigan. Do you realize we still have businesses, buildings empty from what this governor did to us in starting in March of 2020. We still have businesses gone, probably never to come back, because of the actions of this governor and her health department. And Ian Murphy's been fighting it every step of the way. I would greatly appreciate if you would do one thing for us. Just like Rod Wheeler just texted me. That is why I go out of my way to support the Iron Pig. Exactly. Exactly. Because you have to understand one thing. If he didn't do all this, God only knows what additional mandates we would be forced to live under with this tyrannical governor, Gretchen Whitmer. This tyrannical health department. The people that she's appointed to run these health departments and how they've taken that power and implemented these tyrannical rules against us. You have to understand one thing. They only get away with what we tolerate and allow them to get away with. When Ian Murphy, in March of 2020, initially was told, we were all told, to stay at home for 2 weeks, Ian Murphy said, you know what? I can't afford to do this. I have bills to pay. I have to pay a loan to the bank that gave me the money to start this business. I have to pay my landlord, or I could be potentially evicted out of my leased space in downtown Gaylord. I've got employees that rely on this business being open to pay their bills. If I don't risk it for the brisket, they are going to impact the lives of my employees and potentially cause my business to shut down and go out of business. I'm sorry, Governor. I'm sorry, Health Department. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to stay open. I announced it on the radio. When I couldn't go to local restaurants here in Antrim County that I frequent, I couldn't go to certain restaurants in Traverse City. When I could not normally conduct business meetings at a restaurant, I'm out wanting to get more sponsors, more advertisers to support the show, to pay our bills, to stay on the air. I didn't always go to their offices. Number one, they're too distracted while at work. I don't know how many times I've tried to conduct a business meeting with an owner of a business at their location, and we were interrupted by employees. Phones would ring. It's a very important call. You have to take this call. Oh, I'm sorry, can you hold on a second? Totally lose our train of thought. I would prefer to say, hey, let's go somewhere and have lunch. You got to eat. Meet me at this restaurant. Meet me at this restaurant. Something close by that I knew I could go and have lunch with them. We couldn't do that. Except for the Iron Pig in downtown Gaylord. And when I said that on the radio, so many of you, thank you, thank you, thank you, so many of you went there and had lunch or dinner, breakfast. Whatever they were doing at the time, you guys went there and supported that restaurant. That kept that business open, and it kept the employees working. Through the biggest fraud that was ever committed on the people of the state of Michigan, in my opinion, and perhaps across the country, but I don't care about the other states. I care about Michigan. What this governor did to us, honestly, in retrospect, she should go to jail for what she did to us. The people who died in senior assisted living facilities without their loved ones being able to be there to visit with them. I have so many stories where people have called me and said, Randy, I believe my grandfather died from a broken heart. He felt like we left him. We abandoned him. He was dealing with Alzheimer's, dementia, whatever. And he didn't understand that we stopped coming to see him. Our grandfather felt abandoned and died of a broken heart. That was done by this governor and the health department directors. I hope and pray somehow, some way that they are held accountable for their actions. It needs to happen. And the way to fight it is exactly the way Ian Murphy and his attorney, David Delaney, are going to do it tomorrow in Lansing at the Court of Appeals. These laws were poorly written, leaving way too much up to interpretation. The ambiguity in how these laws can be twisted for their agenda has got to stop. Lord God, I hope and pray that they are successful in their arguments tomorrow and get a favorable decision to make these laws unconstitutional, preventing any future weaponization of these statutes against us, the people of the state of Michigan. It's got to stop. And again, we may end up with a Republican governor elected next year. We may end up with Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat. We have no idea what is potentially could be coming in the future based on history. What if there's now COVID-20? We went through COVID-19, now we're dealing with COVID-20. It's even more deadly than COVID-19. I'm sorry, I am never, ever going to participate in these mandates ever again. I will not do it. I will not stay at home. I will not wear masks. I will not stay 6 feet away. I will not ever participate ever again. And I hope you join me in that attitude, that statement. If you're a restaurant owner, don't shut down. Do exactly what Ian Murphy did. Collectively, they can't sue every restaurant in the state of Michigan saying, you know what, Lansing, we're not following your stupid mandates. We're not going to do it. You can pass any declaratory ruling you want. You can put out any executive order. You can put out any mandate, Mr. or Mrs. Governor. We're not going to follow them. We did it once. Shame on us. We will never do it again. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269 269- 864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Rod Wheeler says, we have a big boy down in Ludington that has been closed since the China virus. I said, yeah, I believe there's one on US 2 in St. Ignace that is still closed as well. They haven't reopened that one, have they? I don't think so. Well, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me that this happened to us. And I'm going to make a bold statement here right now. It's our fault. Collectively, all of us together bought into the false narrative that they were putting out during an election year. That's basically what it came down to. I truly believe Wuhan, China, allowed that virus to escape that lab to infect people that then flew from China to the United States and around the world to spread that virus, to cause total chaos during a major election. They used it to manipulate our election activities, causing them to be able to steal that election for Joe Biden to get Donald Trump out of the Oval Office. But you know what? In retrospect, I think it was a God thing. It gave Donald Trump 4 years to lay out his strategy. If I ever get reelected again, this is what I'm going to do. As soon as I get into that Oval Office, I am going to absolutely leave my mark on America. I will spend 4 years in my second term, my last term as President of the United States, per the U.S. Constitution, to absolutely make America great again. And he's on a mission. Look at what Donald Trump has done since January 20th. Look at what he's been able to accomplish using tariffs, which they're fighting him and taking it to the Supreme Court, whether or not the President of the United States can put tariffs on foreign countries' goods coming into our country. Have they not read our Constitution? Do they not know that our founding fathers used tariffs solely? We only had tariffs. When this country was first founded, folks, we funded Washington, D.C. on tariffs. We did it all the way until 1913. Are they that stupid, derelict of their knowledge of history to not realize that we've had tariffs since the founding of this country? And now you're questioning whether or not the President of the United States, the Chief Executive Officer, has the right to put tariffs on foreign countries' goods coming into the United States. If this is not a 9-0 decision on the President having the right to use tariffs, the United States Supreme Court, there's something wrong with them. This should be 9-0. Look at original intent of the founding fathers' creation of this country and how the federal government would be funded was the use of tariffs. We didn't have income tax. There was no revenue stream coming into the U.S. Treasury at all other than tariffs for hundreds of years. I mean, are you kidding me? You don't understand September 17, 1787 until 1913. Did we use tariffs to fund and pay for our federal government? Donald Trump has used it as a weapon to even negotiate peace deals. These countries coming to the Oval Office, the most intimidating office on the planet, sitting down with these world leaders and saying, you two end this war today or I will tariff the crap out of your goods coming into the United States. I will shut down your economy. You will not be able to afford bombs. You won't be able to afford ammunition. I will shut down your ability to pay your soldiers. You're going to end this war today. And as a result of you being good world leaders and ending your war, we are going to enter into a new trade deal with your country. He's done it seven times. He's trying to do it with Ukraine and Russia. They want to take away the number one tool that this president is using to fix world peace. Are you kidding me? It's being done through the courts. This lawfare against this president and what he's doing to fix our country and make America great again, I just hope and pray, God, that he prevails in every single one of these court cases, that the United States Supreme Court has your divine providence and wisdom to understand that this guy is doing the right thing for our country and other countries around the world. The Nobel Peace Prize, which has to be submitted for next year early on, Donald Trump's a slam dunk to win it. We got world leaders saying that they will nominate him to get the Nobel Peace Prize next year, and he deserves it. It was too late this year because of their process.